This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. We've learned this past hour that the U.S. economy grew at a slightly faster rate in the fourth quarter than previously estimated, and as Jeremy House explains, it was boosted by stronger consumer spending.
The Commerce Department says the economy grew at a modest 1.4% annual rate in the October to December period. While the figure was better than the 1% growth rate estimated a month ago, it's still below the 2% growth rate turned in during the July to September quarter. Most of the strength in the revision came from an upward boost to consumer spending, particularly involving recreation. Exports also were not as weak as previously thought.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Secretary of State John Kerry says at least two Americans are among those killed in Tuesday's terrorist attacks in Brussels. At a press conference there today, Kerry had a message for those who carried out those attacks.
We will not be intimidated. We will not be deterred. And we will come back with greater resolve, with greater strength. And we will not rest until we have eliminated your nihilistic beliefs and cowardice from the face of this earth.
No nihilistic beliefs for this Utah teenager who survived both the Boston Marathon bombing attack and also was injured this week in the terrorist attacks in Brussels. He says it's a pretty clear sign of a higher guiding hand at work.
If there's anything I've taken out, I said there's someone greater than us that's watching over us.
That is the voice of 19-year-old Mason Wells, who was injured at the Zaventem Airport in Belgium on Tuesday during the attacks, where at least 34 people are reported to have been killed. He suffered a ruptured Achilles tendon, shrapnel injuries, and secondhand burns on his face. He got a visit today from his parents in the hospital in Ghent, Belgium, where he's recovering. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow gained 13 points. The financial markets closed today for Good Friday. More information on these stories at townhall.com.
From the creators of God's Not Dead, a classroom answer could cost Grace Wesley everything.
They're looking to destroy you.
I'm not going to be afraid to say the name Jesus. I would rather stand with God and be judged by the world than stand with the world and be judged by God.
God's Not Dead, too. In theaters April 1st. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Tickets and showtimes available at godsnotdead.com.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a free domain with website from GoDaddy.com. Starting at $1 a month. Annual purchase of website builder required. Price valid first year only. See website for details.
Driverless delivery robots could soon be making the rounds in the nation's capital, as correspondent Linda Kenyon reports.
The D.C. City Council is considering a bill that would allow the robots to operate on city sidewalks. The robots, made by Starship Technologies, could carry up to 25 pounds and could travel around 4 miles per hour. They would be equipped with cameras and sensors to avoid pedestrians. The delivery robots, which offered a demonstration at City Hall, would be used to make local deliveries of groceries and small packages. The sponsor of the bill, Councilwoman Mary Chase, says the robots have the potential to revolutionize the delivery of goods and disrupt fossil fuel deliveries. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
A downtown Atlanta hotel says it found no problems with the exit door of a walk-in freezer where a woman was found dead inside. The Westin Peachtree Plaza says it conducted repeated tests of the door and found that the handle on the freezer, quote, worked perfectly after the woman was found dead inside. Breaking news at townhall.com. Gerber is recalling two types of organic baby food, as Ron DeRoxra reports.
The company says a packaging defect could make them susceptible to spoilage while being transported and handled. Voluntary recall includes two batches of Gerber Organic Second Foods pouches, pears, carrots, and peas, and two batches of Gerber Organic Second Foods pouches, carrots, apples, and mangoes. Gerber says the products have a best buy dates of July 12, 13, and 14. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
A jury has found a San Diego law school did not mislead a graduate who sued on the ground she was lured there by false promises that her degree would land her a job. The jury rejecting Anna Aliberta's claim yesterday against Thomas Jefferson Law School, the 37-year-old graduated near the top of her class back in 2008 and has been unable to find a full-time job as a lawyer ever since. Similar lawsuits have been filed in courts across the country. This case is believed to be the first of its kind to actually go to trial. More information at Town Hall.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody,
well, hello, America. It's Bill Martinez Live at 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. And if you want to drop me an email, we'd love to hear from you. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. It is time for the one and only Ed Klein to be with us, an American author who has written about the Kennedys, Hillary Clinton, and most recently, President Barack Obama, but certainly even more recently is Hillary Clinton in his best-selling book titled Unlikable. Ed Klein, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
I am great, Bill. Thank you so much for having me on.
Well, great to have you here to give us an update on one Hillary Clinton. The FBI seems sure, we understand, that Hillary Clinton broke the law. What do you say?
Well, my sources tell me that the investigation is still going on, Bill, so we can't say they're absolutely sure. But inside the FBI, according to people I speak to, they feel rather confident that this months-long investigation will result in some recommendation by the FBI to the Justice Department that Hillary be charged. Now, we don't know on what counts. It could be on gross negligence in the handling of classified documents. It could be lying to the FBI. It could be a pay-for-play when she used her post as Secretary of State to do favors for foreign governments that contributed to the Clinton Foundation, which would be considered a crime. It could be many, many different things. But before they get to that, and this is the point, they have to depose under oath several people, including Hillary's closest advisor, Huma Abedin, and they haven't done that yet. So, according to my sources, the Justice Department is near to impaneling a grand jury, which they haven't done yet, and calling Huma Abedin, number one, to testify about what she knows, and she knows an awful lot, and then other Hillary advisors, and maybe then eventually Hillary herself. So I think we're several weeks and maybe even 2 or 3 months away from a conclusion of this case.
And of course, we get closer and closer to the November election. The longer
That's
this
right.
drags on, and
the
potentially
nominations in July.
Yes, exactly.
So we don't know whether the confusion here and the unique quality of this whole thing is, will Hillary be indicted? And if she's indicted, will she be indicted before the convention? Will she be indicted after she's actually the nominee of the Democratic Party? And if so, will the Justice Department actually go ahead and prosecute the Democratic Party nominee? There's a lot of questions hanging over all this.
Have you ever seen anything like this in your lifetime? I mean, we're talking the Democratic Party is unraveling potentially, you know, and they keep saying, hey, look at those Republicans, those crazy things are unraveling for them. You know, a potential brokered convention. You could go to the Democratic convention and have your candidate behind bars.
That's right.
I mean, exactly. this could naturally give rise to a third party just by default, you know.
Well, you know, the interesting thing to me as a long, long, long time journalist, I've been in this business as a journalist, I hate to tell you how long, but decades, is that if you pick up the newspaper today or look at the TV shows other than Fox News, you hear all about the chaos inside the Republican Party. Donald Trump, Ted Cruz, John Kasich, blah, blah, blah. Convention, contested convention. No one, except maybe Fox, and even Fox not very much,
exactly,
is talking about what's going on inside the Democratic Party, which is even more severe because we're talking about criminal charges now. We're not talking about, oh, we don't like Trump or we don't like Cruz. We're talking about a woman, Hillary Clinton, who, in my view, and in, I believe ultimately in the view of the FBI, will have actually committed crimes against the federal statutes. I mean, this
exactly.
is amazing.
Yeah, it is amazing, and I agree with you in terms of Fox, because they barely touch on it, and it's almost, I mean, you know, people talk about, you know, Trump's in-kind promotion that he's been getting, but Hillary has been, she's been walked through this whole process, and you keep wondering, you go, okay, when are we going to find out about this? I mean, you know, here's the New York Post. Even the New York Post has to come out and their big headline, shock report, the FBI seems, the operative word seems, sure that Hillary Clinton broke the law. Mm-hmm. And, of course, 2 weeks ago, we had the announcement that her IT guy, the guy who was in charge of setting up her personal email, that he was given a get-out-of-jail card. And I wonder if Uma Abedin is going to get the same thing.
I think she probably will. In order to get her to spill the beans, I think they will give her immunity.
Mm-hmm.
This is my guess. This is, I'm not guess based on reporting, but still a guess, that they'll give her immunity. But she may even lie under oath.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's interesting. The people around Hillary, the Huma Abedins and the Cheryl Mills and
uh-huh.
Jake Sullivans and so forth. It's like a cult around her. These people have devoted their entire lives to seeing her become president. And they may be willing to even go to jail for her. Who knows?
Uh-huh.
Because the truth is, if people around her told the truth, in my view, and this is now based on years of my reporting, there's no question in my mind that she did favors for foreign governments that donated to the Clinton Foundation. There's no doubt in my mind, based on my reporting, that while she was Secretary of State, she was raising money for the Clinton Foundation, which is a definite conflict of interest and a crime.
Yeah, President Obama called her out on that. Yeah.
Yeah, yes. And no doubt in my mind that she was grossly negligent in the handling of national security secrets, including the very top secrets of the National Security Administration, the CIA, and all that. You know, my friends in the intelligence community throughout the Washington, and there are about like 16 different intelligence communities or parts of the community, they're all very, very upset by this because this is their life's blood.
Exactly.
Secrets.
Well, you know, just Peter Schweitzer's book alone on the Clinton Foundation, Ed, that is pretty indicting. How do you deny these examples? I mean, you know, President Clinton, he's averaging about $70,000 to $80,000 a speech. She becomes Secretary of State now. He's getting, you know, $3.5 million a speech. And the only difference is that she's the Secretary of State. I mean, this has quid pro quo all over it.
That's right. Absolutely. No question about it in my mind.
Well, we've got more to discuss with the author of Unlikable, New York Times best-selling book on Hillary Clinton. We're going to talk more about the things that you're not hearing on other stations and your television set as well, for that matter. So it's a privilege to have the one and only Ed Klein with us, and that conversation will continue here on Bill Martinez Live. Make sure that you make a note and tell your friends that we're now coming to you 3 hours every day from 9 to noon on this GCN radio network. So spread the good word. It is 14 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Thousands of Americans are losing weight and feeling better with the 10-2 and a chew weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Here is U.S. Army Sergeant Dave Myers.
Since I started taking the Nuzenup, I have lost over 12 pounds. I have a long military career, and it has caused some issues with my knees and my ankles over the years, and I have become accustomed to just being in pain with one of those areas. I can only attribute the way I feel to the Nuzenup because that's the only thing that's changed in my diet, and I am absolutely pain-free in knees and ankles, and it just feels great to be able to get out and run around and move pain-free again.
The Nuzenup Collagen Protein Shake is part of the 10-2 and the Chew weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Collagen feeds the joints, hair, and skin. It could help you lose weight, feel better, and look younger. Watch the video on ILikeTheWayILook.com and get the full story. They even offer free samples. Go to ILikeTheWayILook.com. ILikeTheWayILook.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
Booyah! Just another Spanish love song.
Don't be afraid. You will not be hurt if you comply. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Don't.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, welcome back, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, speaking of Spanish love songs, Ed Klein is with us. Ed, you know, this is an incredible time in history. We've got, you know, Brussels being attacked, the headquarters, for all intents and purposes, of the EU and the whole, you know, European Western alliance there being attacked. These bombers now saying, supposedly, the word is out that 400 additional terrorists have been sent with marching orders to attack Europe. Meanwhile, we have a president that's, you know, hanging with Raul Castro, taking pictures in front of Che Guevara's monument, and now doing a tango on the dance floor. And you've got the rest of Congress and other senators, even those on his side, saying, hey, buddy, we need you back home here. And he's going, wait a minute, I just got one more dance to finish here. What's all this about?
Exactly, you know? Yeah. The band is still playing down in Latin America, exactly. Well, you know, any president who wasn't an egomaniac the way this president is and thinks that whatever he thinks is right takes precedence over what anybody else might think or care about would, of course, cut short his trip and gone back to Washington and taken over as commander-in-chief and try to coordinate a response to this attack. You know, what occurs to me when you talk about this, Bill, is something else. I'm Jewish, and I don't think of myself ever as a bigot. But I must say that when you realize that all of these attacks in Europe and everywhere else are coming from the Muslim community, and people are saying that Donald Trump is awful by saying, hey, let's stop this immigration by Muslims until we can straighten things out. It's not as though the world is being blown up by a whole variety of other kinds of people. I mean, it is a problem inside of Islam. And
exactly.
It is a problem inside these Muslim communities. And under Michael Bloomberg, the previous mayor of New York, who did a fantastic job as mayor for three terms, the New York City Police Department was tasked with surveilling Muslim mosques to make sure that if they picked up any kind of indication of terrorist activity, that they could nip it in the bud. Now, under
exactly.
the current mayor, de Blasio, who's a big left-winger, that has all stopped. And it's almost an invitation to terrorists to plot against Americans here in this country. So even though Donald sounds like he's an extremist, you can understand why he's coming that way.
Mm-hmm.
Why this president, who's down in Latin America, in Argentina, having a woman wrap her leg around his leg while they're doing a tango,
mm-hmm.
and the rest of the world is being blown up by Muslim extremists, that there's something wrong. There's something we're not doing right, and that we better get our priorities straight.
Well, Ed, it's amazing when you look back at America historically. I mean, look what happened after we were attacked by the Japanese. Mm. Arguably, you could say, did we go overboard? Well, we protected the security of this country, and we qualified people to make sure that we understood who the good and the bad guys are. I mean, here, conversely, 70 years later, we've thrown all reason out the door. And this is why America is so infuriated, number one, because they understand their national security has been compromised.
Yeah. Right.
The other thing, Ed, that I'm hearing, and I'm sure you're hearing this as well, is for the first time in people's lifetime that you and I are aware of, and we've both been around for a long time, people are afraid they're losing their country.
Exactly. Absolutely. No question about it. And this sense that political correctness and multiculturalism and all these things that we're supposed to, you know, embrace, take precedence over our own safety and the direction of the country.
It's killing Europe. And here we see, you know, we see examples, whether it's in Michigan, in New York, other conclaves that are going on where some cities have voted to, you know, ignore the Constitution and now accept Sharia as the rule of law. This is in America. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, well, you're right. And if we need, I couldn't agree more with what you just said, and if we need an example of where we're heading, take a look at Brussels.
Yes.
Take a look at Paris. That could be America 5 years from now, or 10 years from now, or even sooner. That's why Donald Trump is doing so well. Mm. You know, you could say Donald shoots from the hip and he says things that sometimes sound embarrassing and that he could be coarse and crude and blah, blah, blah. But the fact of the matter is he is articulating what's in the hearts and minds and souls of many Americans who fear that, as you just said, that we're losing this country.
Exactly. Well, Ed, I want to get back to Hillary and Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton made some statements this week that, wow, you go, what is going on? Was he being genuinely honest, you know, for the first time in a long time, talking about the Obama administration? And when he speaks of the Obama administration the way he does, Hillary is part of that. And when he talks about the malaise and the way these past 8 years have been run administratively, he indicts his own wife, but then he tries to walk it back.
Well, you're right. And there's this kind of an untold story that I've been developing in my reporting for my next book. So I'm giving you kind of a preview of what's going to be in the next book. And that is that this long-time marriage between Bill and Hillary Clinton, that was always, of course, a marriage of convenience and politics and more business than anything else, in recent months has begun to fray or crumble in a sense, in that she's not listening to him when he gives her advice. They're living even more separate lives than they lived before. He feels that she's gone way over to the left, Bernie Sanders like, which is something he doesn't agree with. He can't stand Obama, Bill Clinton can't, and she, in her campaign, has embraced Obama completely. And so this marriage, which has been a powerful driving force behind the Clinton dynasty, is not working anywhere near as well as it used to work.
Well, Ed, you know, you look at the polling, you see what she's doing. Of course, you know, Bernie is her competition, so you could argue, say, well, that's not much. But it's still scary when you think of it. An out-of-the-closet Democratic Socialist is getting the following that he's getting, and people don't even understand. I mean, a lot of these young kids, they don't even understand socialism. It's just what they've heard in college and think, well, surf's up, sounds good.
Sounds good, makes them feel good.
Until you tell them, you know, that hardworking A that they got has now got to be redistributed. It's now become a C. Then they start, and they go, well, that's not fair. Well, welcome to socialism, buddy.
Right? That's very well put. And, you know, this even scarier thing to me is, let's say, for instance, that Hillary does get indicted and is forced to drop out. Who are the Democrats going to turn to? Or is it the word whom are the Democrats going to turn to, if you want to be grammatically correct? And the answer to that question is, I don't think it's going to be Joe Biden anymore, because Joe is really out of it. They're going to be turning to Bernie Sanders. And if Hillary drops out, you're going to have a avowed socialist as the head of the Democratic ticket. And that, of course, we've never seen in the history of the United States. It says it's a very sad comment on where the Democratic Party is gone.
Well, you talk about blowing things up. That could potentially blow the party up, because then at that point, they got to really understand what a Democratic Socialist is, even though, maybe by then, Debbie Wasserman Schultz might know the difference. What do you think?
maybe she'll at least have somebody write a little speech for her to explain the difference, if there is a difference, by the way.
Well, Ed Klein, thank you so much for being with us. Congratulations on the book. It continues to be linked at our website at BillMartinezLive.com. We appreciate the breaking news as well. And a little preview to your next book, Ed Klein on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Ed. It's 28 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
D. The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At Bill Martinez Live, we have a healthy body blood sugar pack focusing on structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, longevity, or call 855-305-8326. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 855-305-8326. That's 855-305-8326.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
This is going to be the best day of my life.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, however you can, whether it's online, your smartphone, in any of the 270-plus markets across the country, on cable television, hey, we're all over the place. You know, even if you find an errant tin can somewhere. We used to say that in the early broadcasting days, that some days you just feel like, you know, somebody was listening to you to a tin can. Remember when you were kids and used to, some of you don't, Shane, you're too young. You don't even remember this. Do you remember doing the line between the tin cans you would kind of like... act like you were on some sort of, you know, 007 mission or something?
Yep, absolutely, man.
Hey,
yep.
Just for fun. Well, speaking of 007 missions, we've got the one and only Good News Girl with us. Samantha Mills is with us. Sam, how you doing?
I'm doing great this morning. I'm enjoying spring finally. So,
yeah,
not that it hasn't felt like spring here for a while, but it's still wonderful to actually be in this part of the year. I love it.
Well, yeah, exactly. Well, good. Enjoy it while you can, that's for sure, because it comes and it goes. That's just the way it happens, doesn't it?
Absolutely. You know, nothing makes you appreciate spring like the winter, so.
Exactly. Especially in North Carolina. Sam, of course, you know, has Sam's Corner on BillMartinezLive.com. She's always checking every week these viral videos, and she pulls up the best videos that we can talk about every week. And it's always a lot of fun. Kind of gives you some hope and compassion in our fellow man. For example, this first story, we've got a South Carolina teacher starting the Gentleman's Club to teach boys with no fathers life lessons. So this is a different type of gentleman's club. So when you're in gentleman's club, you know, calm down a minute. You got to hear the whole story in the context, okay?
So Raymond Nelson actually is a teacher down in Charleston, South Carolina at Leaninger Elementary School. And he had been in a club like this at his mom's insistence when he was little. And he felt like it gave him a lot of values that he still applies to this day. And mm-hmm. there are a lot of young boys that don't necessarily have men at home to lead them and guide them. And, you know, as special and wonderful as a mom can be, if you don't have a dad to lead you, it might not be, you know, it might not be exactly what you need. So he's trying to give these boys confidence and hold them accountable. And their motto is look good, feel good, do good. So wow. they come in every week, every Wednesday, and they're dressed in their Sunday best. And for the boys who might not have a tie or a jacket, he actually keeps some spare ties and jackets at the school. And he comes in and he'll teach them everything from learning to shake hands and make eye contact while you're doing it to, you know, how to treat a woman and open the door. It's really an interesting concept. And, you know, it's especially geared towards young men and teaching them to grow up to be, you know, gentlemen. And I think it's a wonderful idea. And, you know, I think it's great that it's especially focused on boys because boys and girls kind of have different needs at that age. So a class, you know, a classroom full of girls, it might not be the same. And it's really just teaching them to be held accountable. You know, I think it'd be a cool idea to have the same thing for young women. But I think it's a great idea for these young guys.
Well, the impact across the country, I think we understand it. I think it's like 1 in 3 young men live without a father. And nearly 5 million live without a mother, which is, you know, these are incredible numbers. And these are, you know, probably several years old, these numbers that we're looking at now. So clearly the fatherlessness of America has been an issue. It continues to be an issue. And to have somebody with a heart, you know, doing something to offer a solution to this glaring problem, you know, goes a long way. And this is something that you would hope that would, you know, catch fire from state to state.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I took a class that was kind of similar to this when I was younger. It wasn't offered through my school, but it was a class called Pretty Me, which taught us etiquette.
Yes, I've
and
heard
how
about
to
that.
Walk
yeah.
and how to speak. Oh, yeah, it was a whole lot of fun. You know, I think this class is probably a lot of fun for these young boys. Because I know I had a fun time learning. And it makes you feel more confident when you know what you're doing and you know how to present yourself. So that will change their lives for the rest of their lives. And make
little things like that, Sam, like you talk about, looking somebody in the eye, shaking their hand, having a sense of confidence, just that little procedure, that little act right there in and of itself, it can change somebody's attitude real quick.
Absolutely.
You know?
Especially when they know somebody cares about them and they feel the confidence. Like they know what they're doing, because otherwise, if you never had anybody talk to you, you have no reason to know what. How would you know if nobody ever showed you what to do? And I think it just changes your confidence level when you've been taught. And it's such a simple thing, but if you're never taught, you're never taught. And,
exactly.
He's hoping to inspire at least other schools right there in Charleston to start doing the same thing. And I think that hopefully schools around country will take note. So.
Well, good on this South Carolina teacher. That's a great story. Keep up the great work, and let's spread the fire. I say throughout South Carolina, but let's take it from east to west. Why not north and south? How about the story about a clerk grabbing a baby before a mother collapses from a seizure? What happened here?
So Rebecca Montano was actually a clerk down in Arvada, Colorado. And I don't know if you've seen this footage yet, but the gas station footage shows the clerk ringing up a young mother. She's probably in her 20s, and she's holding a baby. And Rebecca, the clerk, noticed that the mother kind of had a blank stare on her face all of a sudden. And she acted quickly. I don't know if I would have done the same thing. I know a lot of people probably wouldn't have thought to do this, but she reached and she grabbed the baby out of the mother's arms.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, it'd be kind of scary to think about doing that, because if you're wrong, the reaction could be terrible. But she took her, and she took the baby just in time before the mom had a seizure. And she dropped on the floor, and fortunately the baby was okay. Rebecca took the baby, and another customer ran and got 911. Rebecca got on the phone with 911 and found out what to do, and she stayed with the young woman until the rescue ambulance or the rescue squad got there. And fortunately, the mother and the baby are doing okay.
And I'm sure the mother is grateful for the clerk for having that instinct. And this is the tough thing in today in the culture we live in. I mean, you have people that have a heart towards others, and they mean well. And sometimes you have the opposite occur where somebody, you know, looks something just in their judgment, it's precarious, and they reach out to help, and then it creates a problem. But thank God there's still people that are willing to, you know, act on their intuition.
Well, that's what I was thinking, because a lot of people would be scared, you know, to grab a young baby from a mother until something happens. Most
right.
people wouldn't reach out, but if she hadn't gone with her instincts, that baby could have been seriously hurt. It was a little baby.
Exactly.
And that mom, you know, if you've ever seen anybody have a seizure, you know, she doesn't just fall on the ground flat. Her body's jerking and moving, and
yeah.
she's already in danger herself. And it'd be hard to help her when you have to help the baby too.
Well, when they fall, it's a free fall. It's not like they're blocking anything, Sam, with their hands. I mean, you're down, right? So what do you have?
Right.
You fall rather defenselessly. Now let's talk about. I love this idea. College students 3D printed braces. Cost him $60, and his teeth are looking amazing. I mean, this kid's going to be practicing, medicine without a license. I imagine here he's going to get in trouble. But what a clever idea, huh?
Well, actually, this is okay. Amos Stubbe, he's 24 years old, and he goes to the New Jersey Institute of Technology. And he actually said, he's like, I'm not planning to go into any orthodontics or dentistry. I wanted to fix my own teeth. He had braces when he was younger, but he didn't maintain them, and his crooked teeth kind of made him self-conscious where he wasn't smiling. And
right.
as you may know, braces, Invisalign braces, cost about $8,000, which if you're a poor college student especially, or anybody for that matter, it's a very pricey investment. And
exactly, you're dealing with tuition debt. You don't need to be dealing with braces debt on top of it, right?
That's right. And so he actually used a 3D printer at his school, which 3D printers are just the most amazing thing to me. I've heard of them printing skull, like the top of people's skulls and heart valves and everything else.
Right.
But he used it to print models of his teeth, and he went online and he did the research. And he looked at the animation like an orthodontist would look at to see how much he should move his teeth each time.
Yes.
So he would print the mold and then he would use the plastic. And his teeth look better than ever. It's only been like 6 weeks, so.
Wow, well, good for him. Hey, Sam, we're not going to have a whole lot of time left. Maybe 30 seconds if we're lucky, about the bikers paying tribute in a funeral procession to a boy who loved motorcycles.
Oh, okay. This young boy, he's 5 years old and unfortunately passed away in a tragic accident on the 7th of this month. And his father asked for some motorcyclers to show up, some friends of his, and it went viral and ended up being 2,000 gentlemen riding their motorcycles to this funeral to pay their respects.
You're going to have to go to Sam's Corner. You can see it for yourself, along with all the other viral videos on BillMartinezLive.com. It's 19 before the top of the hour right now, America.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Do you run a business and would like to learn how you can get anywhere from 5,000 to 1 million in 60 seconds? Then let me explain. We're called Capify. We've been loaning and advancing money to businesses for the past 13 years. If your business does at least $120,000 a year, gross sales, we can get you more money to run your business. Our terms are simple. Repayment plans are flexible and based on your cash flow. Plus, the paperwork is minimal and the approval process is fast. So in the time you've listened to this commercial, you could have learned if you qualify to get up to $1 million in cold hard cash deposited in your business bank account in a few days based off your revenue. Call Capify now and get the money you need.
800-217-5107, 800-217-5107, 800-217-5107, 800-217-5107.
Planning to buy food storage? Wait a minute. Many companies try to confuse you with the number of servings they sell. It's not about the number of servings. It's about the number of calories. In emergencies, calories mean survival. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com for a comparison of leading companies. Ready Supply Foods sells the most calories per dollar of any company. Our 23 entrees and breakfasts are delicious and full of nutritious calories. The new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro1G 2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
So speak life, speak life.
America. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you along with us. For more information, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. You want to drop me an email. I encourage you, get involved in the conversation. Let us know your thoughts. We love to hear from you. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Ryan Morrow is with us, National Security Analyst for the ClarionProject.org, which produced the hit films Obsession, The Third Jihad, and Iranian. Morrow is a frequent analyst on Fox News Channel and other news outlets around the world. And Ryan, I know that you've been very busy ever since the report of what happened in Brussels.
Oh yeah, very very busy. Lots of media calling. But what I think is being missed in a lot of this is, first of all, the radicalization process of the one suspect that was captured in Brussels. I think is very interesting that we can talk about. But also that we're dealing with a network in Europe now. It used to be that ISIS would inspire some people to carry out an attack, and it was one or two people that kind of did it mostly on their own accord. Now they actually have a network of safe houses, a web of contacts. They travel internationally, and that's very dramatic to see. We first saw that in Paris, but this shows that it extends to Belgium and is still in existence.
Well, you bring up something rather dire and significant here, and that is we've opened up the borders for jihadis and people like this. ISIS is taking credit for what happened in Brussels, and they're jumping up and down, high-fiving here. And the world, I would say, is complicit in their expansion.
The world is complicit with some Muslim countries supporting the spread of their basic ideology, even if they oppose ISIS, but they're supporting the spread of anti-Semitism, the belief that the caliphate is a good thing, that America is horrible. This is the result that you get. But then you also have responsibility by the part of Muslim communities in Europe and to some extent the United States, and also the governments that have that completely have dropped the ball in seeing what was about to happen in terms of ISIS. And we have this problem in the West, and I think most democratic countries have this problem, where we only start kicking things into gear after getting punched in the face real hard. You had all the ingredients and all the signs for a disaster when 9/11 happened. We knew that that could happen for years. But until it actually happened, people didn't wake up and things didn't start changing, and change can take a long time. So we are always a few steps behind.
Yeah, without a doubt, we've been more reactive than proactive, to your point here, Ryan. And you've been saying that, gosh, almost ever since I met you and you started coming on the air here. So for you, not a big surprise. It may have to get worse before it gets better, sadly.
Yes, and one of the interesting things about this is that this comes after the arrest of a suspect that was involved in the Paris attacks, who was going to carry out a suicide bombing, but apparently chickened out last second, and then tossed his vest, fled to Belgium, and then decided, no, I am going to carry out an attack. And so they arrested him, and that got a lot of attention because it was a high-profile suspect. Mm-hmm. What I was interested in was his radicalization process, because before he became indoctrinated with radical Islam and joined ISIS, you know where he was seen hanging out? At
where?
A gay bar.
Oh, wow.
So this is a guy that presumably had some homosexual inclinations, was definitely drinking a lot, and then ended up joining a group that kills people that do that. That shows how powerful of an idea this is. As crazy as it is to us, and we can't imagine that someone would adopt it, that's how powerful and addictive it is.
So somehow he felt maybe he could redeem his evil ways by going jihadi, and then he tosses aside his suicide vest and gets shot in the kneecap. And, of course, I don't think that delivers any virgins, does it?
Exactly. So his life has really been a mess the past few years. So he's first hanging out at the gay bar, then he goes to jail for armed robbery, I believe it was, and then he joins ISIS. And when you join ISIS, really the central message when it comes down to it, even though the media doesn't like to talk about it often, is that this is atonement for sin. So you have someone who has presumably engaged in homosexual behavior, at least hung out with that crowd, drinking a lot of alcohol, which is illegal in Islam, and it's considered one of the worst sins. And he says, I'm a crummy person. What do I do? I'm a terrible person. What do I do? And their answer is, as bad as you have been, if you die in a violent jihad, that is the only guaranteed way to get into heaven. You don't really know up until that point. And so that's what he wanted to do. And then look what happens. He gets shot in the kneecap. And he doesn't even get that.
Well, we think, you know, it's pretty outlandish to have that kind of thought process, but that is really convicting for somebody who feels they're so lost. They violated all moral principle, have debased their family, and their only way to heaven now is for them to, what the heck, what do they got to lose, right?
Right, so what a lot of Muslims, even a lot of the extreme ones will say is, well, I'm confident that my good deeds outweigh the bad, but you don't really know. You can't quantify how much good you did in life and how much bad you did. You don't know what standard it is, and so you don't know if you're crossing the finish line into heaven. And so groups like ISIS and them say, well, there is one way to do it, and that's to die in violent jihad. And so it's their equivalent of what Christians believe in regards to Jesus, except it's a much more violent and a horrible solution.
Yeah, without a doubt. And of course, it's all the other stuff. I mean, come on, it's got to be iffy. I mean, even in their heart of hearts. And I got to hand this to the Muslims. I appreciate their level of conviction. Here it is in the West. We allow Jesus to be insulted and God to be insulted all the time. But yet Muslims, I mean, don't even think about insulting Muhammad or you're going to pay the price. So I think there's some things maybe we can learn about the things that we believe in versus what they have demonstrated, even though as radical as it may be by our own estimation, it's that, at least, you know, I can give them credit for respecting their gods more than we do here in the West.
Well, speaking individually as a Christian, not behalf of any organization I'm affiliated with, as a Christian, it makes me more convicted about my faith because I see how unique it is, how special it is, how we take for granted how great Christianity is because we're surrounded by it. But then when you compare it to these other thought processes that are out there, you see how just really unique and amazing and it is, and that for me is evidence that it is true. And so it's a powerful testimony in that way.
Well, you touch on something that I've been trying to drill down to for quite a while here, Ryan, and that is how diabolical this has come down to, where it is Islam versus the West. It is the Muslim way of life with Sharia versus America. For a long time in this country, for the sake of free speech and that, we've allowed people to come in, and without any kind of fight back or resistance or anything, we've allowed them to take over our institutions, our educational institutions, and indoctrinate our children in purporting this myth that America is all bad and the Muslim faith is all good, and this kind of stuff would not be happening to America if we hadn't done something wrong. Now, I believe there's some aspect of that argument that has some validity, but yet to throw aside all that America has done, not only for this country domestically, but for other nations around the world, I believe it's rather myopic, it's one-sided, it's very prejudicial, and it's no wonder that America is under attack and is at war, I would say, right now more than ever.
Well, on the topic of how you handle Islam, there are Muslims who are very devout in their faith, and they study their faith, but are still pro-American and believe in separation of mosque and state. There's a movement called the Muslim Reform Movement that's saying, look, we've got to modernize our interpretations. We don't view that as a betrayal of the faith. It's just God gave you a brain, and you're supposed to use it rather than sticking to the interpretations of a long time ago. And so I think that's very positive. But you're right that is an ideological clash. And part of the reason you see this imbalance in terms of the conviction of Christians versus Muslims is that in Christianity, you can doubt your faith. Personally, for me, I doubt my faith all the time, and that's what's made it stronger over the years.
Exactly.
But in Islamic cultures across the board, doubt is viewed as a moral failing. And so if you're in the privacy of your own home, and you even check out a girl for too long, or you start doubting your faith, instead of saying, being kind of relaxed about it and saying, all right, well, I'm going to find the answers, you start saying, oh, I messed up again. I'm a bad person.
Right.
And then the thought sticks in because you're still thinking about, oh, I'm still a bad person. And it just escalates. And that element of shame that I'm not worthy, that leads to people acting out in extreme ways, because how do you live a life like that?
And you're surrounded by that pressure, whether it's your family, the place you work. The whole dynamic that comes into play, the pressure of that shame is really thrust upon you, and you can claim taqiyya only so far, but the Muslims know that you can't fool them, you know?
Yeah, the issue with taqiyya is that that's actually supposed to be a last resort. You're not supposed to just lie in any circumstance, but you can lie for the sake of jihad, for the sake of preserving your faith, if it's a last option. So if you're at work and you feel that you'll lose your job because you converted to Islam, you can lie in that case because you have no other option. But this level of deception is something that also Americans have trouble grasping, because we look at things through film, I think. So when we think of a liar, we also think of the crummy person who is killing people, stealing, just a fundamentally bad person. We have trouble understanding that you can have someone who genuinely loves other people, does charitable things, is pleasant to be around, and it's all genuine, it's not deception, but then also believe in very radical, horrible things like anti-Semitism and terrorism.
Exactly.
And for us, we have a great difficulty in reconciling all that, but if you talk to people in the Middle East, that's consistent. That is, they understand that people are multi-layered, and you can be a good person in great ways in some ways, but then have that percentage of you that's absolutely awful and is going to make you kill innocent people.
Well, Ryan, wrap it up for us. 15 seconds. What do we take away from Brussels?
You're looking at the future of the United States if trends persist. And to learn more, you can go to clarionproject.org and sign up for our newsletter.
Ryan Morrow, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Ryan. Appreciate it.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.